Catch you on the rebound. Yo, the few that's rocking with me. First of all, I want to shout y'all out and let y'all know that y'all give me just enough of the support I need to come back and check in, man. This is a rough period. As a player, it's no worse feeling than being released. You start to question yourself, your competency, question yourself as a man, question the value you bring, not only as a player, as a person, as a human being. It really have you just feeling less of yourself. But I read a quote, and it's Matthew McConaughey from his book Green Lights, and he said, not feeling less of yourself, but feeling of yourself less. And when I heard that, I was like, okay, you know, maybe I'm too deep in my feelings, and I need to change my perception of what's going on. And I've spoken to a lot of my friends and homies, and they said, well, have you ever thought that God is telling you, you know, that he has a better purpose for you than basketball? And I was like, okay, that's an interesting perspective that I hadn't considered. Another one is that, well, maybe there's another opportunity that even it may or it may not involve basketball, but now you're free. You know, when you're signed, you're under a contract. So I'm not really sure what's next. I'm not really sure what's out there. I'm talking to agents. And I've had some opportunities, but I'm not going to jump at the first thing. And I'm going to be transparent with y'all through this process. So, yeah, you know, the first day that it happened, you know, I told myself I didn't want to tell my mom, because I didn't want to add nothing else to her plate, and I wanted to just handle it, and then I would just tell her after. But, you know, those motherly instincts kicked in, and she could kind of tell I had got quiet, and then I just told her. And, you know, it was the exact response that I knew that I would get, but for some reason, you know, I kind of felt like I was letting the family down. But she just reassured me, like, you know, on to the next. And I wanted to come and share this with y'all, because I want to know if anybody that listens to me has had experiences where the first thing that they had their eyes set on didn't work out for them, but what was to come after that was actually much better of a situation for you, but you couldn't see it. So I feel like it's kind of, you know, to quote like a good friend of mine, it's like the picture you see of the kid with the teddy bear. It's a small teddy bear, and Jesus is asking him to exchange it, and he has a bigger teddy bear behind him, but he can't see it. So that's a faith thing. That's a trust thing. You know, in the last 2 or 3 days, I was supposed to leave 2 days after they cut my contract. They wanted to get me up out of here faster. I booked a hotel until Wednesday, which is in 2 days, to try to see if I would get a job here. I haven't heard anything. But yeah, I'm gonna go ahead and like speak it out into the universe. Like, nothing that happens to you is wrong, and if you look at anything the right way and just look at it from a perspective of what's there to gain from this, then nothing that happens to you is wrong at all. Because one, it challenges you to think like, what are you gonna do? Like, what are you going to do when things don't go your way? And two, sometimes things don't go your way for a reason, and they were never supposed to. And you start to figure that out, and then you learn, okay, Everything that I think I want may not be what God wants for me. And you move accordingly. And then the last couple of days, I've really detached myself a lot. There's a place not far from my hotel. It's walking distance. It's called Quiet Time. And it's like a WeWork space. You get your corner, your compartment. And it's just, it's peaceful. And you can think. And I've been reading this book about mental health. And it's really just allowed me to, one, get out of my feelings. Two, not rush myself and not have anxiety. And another thing, not allow a person or organization to define what my value is that I bring based on their inability to see it. So yeah, this is just my spiel, man. I've been listening to a lot of Gil Scott Heron. You know, you can check with him yourself. He got a song called I'm New Here. And he said, you know, I did not become who I did not want to be. Like, you know, everything that I'm doing is what I want to be. I want to allow people to see and through my experience, seeing themselves that, okay, my identity is not based on no job. My identity is not based on somebody's perception of me, not friends, not family, not partners. It's based on you and finding that within yourself and accepting that and knowing that everybody is not gonna accept you as you are. But that makes life a whole lot easier because the energy that you give to those situations, those jobs, those communities that don't allow you to be your true self, you take that energy back for yourself. And you realize that, wow, maybe this whole time I've been overextending myself and draining myself by trying to be something or live up to some imaginary standard that was never mine in the first place. So that's just my spiel, man. Catch you on the rebound. Nobody want to hear about mental health, but that's okay. Actually, before I go in, I want to let y'all in on a couple of more things. And I guess I'll post this to my Instagram and put the link on SoundCloud. But me and Cheeky Chico, or Sabrina, we've been working on music out here. And honestly, it's been a positive out of the negative that has happened. She's a really passionate artist. Kaku, her husband, is an international DJ. And thanks to their studio and, you know, them being artists and being passionate about what they do, we've been able to just kind of experience it all together, you know. So I'm gonna post a couple of songs on my SoundCloud, so be on the lookout, and I want to know how y'all feel about it. And as I said before, you know, I can see how many people listen. I can see, I just want to hear feedback. Like, I want to hear from, don't ghost listen to me and not, you know, let me know what's up with you. Let me know how it impacted you. Let me know how it made you feel. Let me know if, you know, man, that I didn't really take nothing from that episode. Like, you know, let me know. Or maybe you did. Like, I want to build my community, and I want to also be available for y'all, you know, to be able to do some of the same things and get things off your chest and just heal your heart, because everybody's going through a lot, man. Everybody's going through things. So catch you on the rebound, Big Game James. How's your mental? Let's talk about it.